Welcome to our service for the ninth Sunday after Trinity. Our first hymn is Damagariad Velamoroid. Here is love vast as the ocean. Damagariad Velamoroid Tostiriaethae Velachli Tusog Bywyd Pyr and Maru Marui Brunin Bywydni.
The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
God be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face to shine upon us. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. May your ways be known on the earth, your saving power among the nations. Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy. You, Lord, have made known your salvation, and reveal your justice in the sight of the nations. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Collect for the Ninth Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, who sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your Church, open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love and joy and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
Amen. The first reading is from the first book of Kings, chapter 19, verses 9 to 18. When Elijah reached Horeb, the mountain of God, he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. There came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. The Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill, and whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately after feeding the crowd with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking towards them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive us. like them without a word. Rise up and follow thee. Rise up and follow thee. O Sabbath rest by Galilee, O come of hills above, where Jesus knelt to share with thee the silence of eternity, interpreted by love, interpreted by love. Drop thy still dews of quietness till o'er the striving seas. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace, the beauty of thy peace. Breathe through the heat of our desire thy stillness and thy bath. Let sense be dumb, let flesh fritter, speak through the earthquake, wind and fire, host is soul voice of calm, host is soul voice of calm.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week we saw Jesus sailing off across Lake Galilee, trying to find some time alone to pray. But more than 5,000 people followed him, and he had compassion on them. So he ministered to them, fed them, and sent them on their way. This week we see that he is still desperate to find some space alone. After he had dismissed the crowds, we read, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. None of us can minister without space for spiritual refreshment. In a way, it's true for everyone, for the whole of life, of course. I got a bit stuck with this talk, so I went down to Munt to find space to think. I've never seen the car park there so full, and it's true everywhere you go at the moment. It's obvious that people have been desperate to get away for a break, to be refreshed. Usually it's in getting out and about, seeing people, being in the natural world, that inspiration from ministry comes. But this will be the 20th service that we have done since lockdown without really being able to go out much at all until now. So one is grateful for refreshment from wherever it comes. The thing that has most inspired me this week has been a poem, which I would like to share with you. It's a bit of a risk, partly because it's in a rather modern, unstructured poetic form, with which you may not be familiar, but mostly because when I heard it, it was read on Radio 4 by its writer, Nafisa Hamid, and the effect of it was in no small measure because it is so personal to her. I'm not sure I'll be able to do it justice. Hamid is from a Pakistani background, the third generation of her family to live in Britain. She comes from Alum Rock, a suburb of Birmingham which you will hear her describe in the poem. Describe and passionately defend. You can't possibly listen to this and doubt that she is British. The poem, I think, is about what we call liminality, living on the threshold or the boundary. There are various boundaries here. The boundary between being Brummie and Pakistani. The boundary between being a girl and becoming a woman. The boundary between being a Muslim and a modern British woman. But most of all, the boundary between having the courage to speak and the fear that comes when you have spoken. This poem ain't afraid, she says. Man, this poem is petrified. When George Floyd died, I shared with you my feeling that this is a time for listening. Listening to the voices from many races that make up Britain, about what it feels like to be black and British for them. For me, this poem has become an important part of that listening. It's called B8 Branded. B8 is the postcode for Alum Rock. I won't try to do a Pakistani accent, nor yet a Brummie one, which Hamid, interestingly enough, doesn't really have. B8 Branded. On the 14 bus, you might see the words Alum Thruck carved into the tacky blue plastic of the second seat in the third row from the back. It means dirty, and I definitely have no idea who put it there. This is for the 14 bus, for Alum Rock Road, for K&K Rajasthor, for Tinselman, for Sajid's Chippy and some day-night takeaway. For the fact that Somali Park does actually exist. This is for the last standing Irish pub. This is for the tension, for B8 postcode wars, for blood and vomit, congealed drains and police cordoned roads, for men out late and girls in by eight. This is for the girl at Shore Hill Primary, learning not to kick boys in the groin, for the ones hiding under the table in the English room to miss PE. For the bullies, the lunchtime hustlers selling fags for 50p. For the girl stuck in science who wants to be a dancer. For the boy who wants big gums. For the gym behind the furniture shop you wouldn't even know was there. For AK-47s lost down sides of sofas. For Big E the weed dealer. Smokers in that part of the playground. For the time you spat in that teacher's face. For the head teacher who believed in 8th, 9th and 10th chances. This is for the girls who want to wear jeans, not salwar kameez. The daughter trying to fit into her first pair of jeans at 13. For the secret boyfriends making out in Ward End Park. First love and the rows when your parents found out. For we are not terrorists, we are love. For the students selling newspapers, no, sir, we were not radicalised. We were not forced to do anything. This poem ain't afraid. Man, this poem is petrified. Tell it like it is. This poem is for Alum Thruck, carved into the tacky blue plastic of the 14 bus seats, and I still have no idea who put it there. But if I did, I'd tell that person, this is not Alum Thruck, because Thruck means dirt, and we are not all disgusting around here. We are so much more than we believe, so much more than we were told, so much more than the media bashing of our schools. So this is for us. This is for generations of migrants, troubled heads, fast tongues, gifts of the gab. For the times me and Zara sat on the garden wall, looking over Alum Rock's Eid lights. For skipping school with your best friends to celebrate your 16th by stealing the weighted balloons from Carphone Warehouse and feeling like the baddest bitches that ever did exist. This is for all those times we told our parents we were studying hard after school and for all the times they didn't believe you. For disastrous family trips to Weston-super-Mare or Blackpool or wherever else your dad's free day took you all. For the times you heard the TV trolley being rolled into class. For the teacher who introduced you to reading books you might actually want to read. For the gay boy in the bushes. For the girl who was told she was pretty for a black girl. For the girl who fainted during a sex ed video. For the year nine girls discovering the horror of monobras and moustaches. For the day your mum hands you your first box of Jolene, about time, says your best mate. This is for your migrant grandfather who worked the Birmingham factories in the 70s. For the glaring sunlight that came through the day Smith and nephew came tumbling down. For the grief of that day, but also hope. This is for all of us. This poem ain't afraid. Man, this poem is petrified. Tell it like it is. You'll find me sat on the top deck at the back of the 14 bus, carving myself into the tacky blue plastic of the second seat in the third row from the back. B8 branded, yeah. This is not alum thruck, because thruck means dirt. And we are not disgusting around here. Now it's time for our prayers. We begin with the Teze chant. O Lord, hear my prayer. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. In tat, at honet in the nevoith, sancte thea de enum, dele de dernas, unele de wuchlis, megisen in ee vechle ar a ddear hefyd. Dedon ee heddiw en bar a benyddiol, a maddai in ee ein dyledion, fel y maddai o'n nina ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwain ee brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Can I say the tea or dernas, or gathly argogoniant, an oisoisoid? Amen.
Cyfeillion yng Nghrist. Gadewch i ni agor ein calonnau o flaen Duw ein Tad trwy gydweddio. Duw cariadus,
Rho gymorth i ni fod yn grist i bawb. I weld eraill, fel y gwelodd Iesu hwy, gyda llygaid tosturiol. I wrando, fel y grandawodd Iesu, ar gri calonnau ysig ac ar fyd rhanedig. I gyffwrth eraill fel Iesu, gyda gobaith ac iachad. I wasanaethu eraill fel Iesu, heb unrhyw ymodau. Arglwydd, yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Lord God, we pray for all who work for peace and unity, and for all world leaders, that they will continue to seek an end to the suffering caused by war and violence, injustice and equality, disease, prejudice, poverty and hopelessness, and bring healing to the world. We pray especially for those killed and injured during the horrendous explosion in Beirut this week. We also continue to pray for those who are refugees and seek safety in other countries, despite the dangers of the journey. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. Cofiwn yn arbennig yn ein gweddiau yr eglwys ym mhob cwr o'r byd, gan gynnwys eglwysi a phobl yr esgobaeth hon yn hardael weinidogiaeth leol. Gweddiwn dros ein hesgob Joanna, Aileen ein harchdiacon, John ein gweinidog ardal leol, Matthew a Judith ein gweinidogion, a phawb sydd yn cyfrannu tuag at fywyd ein eglwysi. Rhowch iddynt nerth a doethineb wrth ein harwain trwy'r cyfnod anodd hyn. Arglwydd, yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Gracious God, we pray for the work and service of all who care for elderly and sick people, and for those carers who look after family and friends in their own home. We pray for all those finding life painful, lonely or uncertain, and especially those who are ill or vulnerable. Help them to sense your comfort in times of need, and bless their families and carers. We pray for all those who are struggling in their lives, especially those known to us. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, your love reaches beyond the grave. At the end of our days on earth, be with us and with those we love. May those who have gone before us rest in your eternal peace. We remember all those who have died recently, and we pray especially for all whose life has been saddened by the death of a loved one. Be with them in their loneliness and grief. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. Dduw a'n carodd ninnau'n gyntaf, gad i ni wrth ddilyn dy esiampl, ddod i wybod trwy'r amserau da a'r drwg, am y cysur, y gwmniaeth, a'r llawnder a fwriedaeth i dy holl bobl ei derbyn. Trwy Iesu Grist, dy fab a'n harglwydd, a'n carodd hyd y diwedd, ac sy'n fyw ac yn teyrnasu gyda thi a'r ysbryd glân. Un Duw, a nawr ac am byth. Amen.
gate that all may come in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Drid por cas y gwaed i bob un agred o a ddewyd o dad i'r ffiau droseddwr yr Iesu ar ydd ond bardwn ar unwaith pan gaff o wyr ffydd clod i ddiw a'i trafau ar y ledd clod i ddiw, clod i ddiw clawen haid tir y gref through Jesus the Son, but pure and higher and greater will be our wonder, our rapture when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father
in opening our hearts to your grace, generous God, may we become your goodness. By faithfully following your way, Jesus our friend, may we live out your way of goodness. Make justice and compassion real in our lives, Spirit of God, so that our lives may embody goodness. And in the giving and receiving, may all overflow with your grace. God of love, shine in our lives so that others will see your love. God of peace, strengthen our faith to be bold in the face of adversity. God of joy, bless us as we go out in joy to love and to serve. God of love, joy, peace, and hope, may your blessing be upon us always. Amen.
Your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but now this rover crossed over, and if I never have a cent, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Grab your coat, don't forget your hat, leave your worries, leave them on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-patter? That happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if I never have a cent, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. this robber crossed over. And if I never, never have a son, I'd be as rich as, rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny, sunny side of the street.
Friends, I want to say a little to you about the open air service we are planning for next week and subsequent weeks, weather permitting. I will put this in the service sheet for those listening on CD and in an email a little later in the week for everyone else. We'll check the weather forecast on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. If there's more than a 50% chance of rain, we'll cancel the service. If we do, we'll send an email to those on email. We'll try to ring round those who are not. So if you don't get an email or a phone call to say otherwise, the service should be going ahead. The service is set for 11:15 at the vicarage. Parking is available. We will use the front lawn, the drive, and the roadside of the vicarage. As far as I can discover, there's not a bus going by the door on Sundays. Seats will be provided. They will have been treated with antibacterial spray before the service. They'll be 2 metres apart from each other. You can move seats to be with someone from your household. Everyone will sanitise their hands, and masks will be available for any who want them and have not brought their own. There will be one entrance and one exit, both clearly signed. Everyone will need to give their name on entry, so that a list of those attending can be kept in case of the need to track and trace. We cannot lay on coffee after the service, but we hope you may bring a flask so that we can chat to each other afterwards, again at 2 metres distance. The service, God willing, will be morning worship on the 16th, Holy Communion on the 23rd, and morning worship again on the 30th. At the Communion, Matthew, wearing mask and gloves, will preside, and communion for the congregation will be in one kind, with only Matthew or another person being able to drink the wine. There will be a PA system to help the hard of hearing. Sadly, the congregation are not allowed to sing. We've raised this with the bishop as it seems a bit excessive. Matthew and perhaps Sam will probably sing. The online service and the CDs will be provided for the time being. We fully understand that some people will not want to come to the open air service, or at least not yet, but we feel it is something that we should at least try to do in order to meet together. I'm grateful to everyone who's volunteered to help with this, but most especially to Anthea, who has planned it in detail.